Good afternoon, everyone. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2019, which is totally crazy and awesome and exciting. I'm coming to you live, still at my parents' house. Probably going back into the city today or tomorrow. Depends if I want to make this chocolate cake. Because if I'm going to make the chocolate cake, I'm going to stay here. That's what my life is right now. It's being decided by a chocolate cake. It's a pretty exciting recipe. It's from the cookbook. I just totally had a blank out of what I was going to say. Oh, She Glows cookbook. And it's a really nice cookbook. So there's a chocolate cake recipe that I wanted to try. So we'll see if I make it. I'll update you. So yesterday was New Year's. Of course I cried because that's what I do. I cry a lot. And it was just a nice little get-together with close friends and family. And nice little potluck, played some board games, some pool, ping pong, and had some champagne. I made a pretty good punch. Pro tip, add some rosemary in your holiday punch. It's super good. And apple and cranberries and whatever else. So I guess I was just reflecting back on 2018, as most people do, and it was quite a year. It was actually probably, I'd say, one of my hardest years ever, but the most rewarding and the most transformative, and I just really appreciate everything that happened this year. I have a little kind of project, I think, that I would like to do. So I started this podcast this year, and I really enjoy it, but I kind of post sporadically, kind of just when inspiration hits. But I was thinking of doing kind of like a podcast January challenge, and maybe post something every day of January, kind of like, you know, if you're journaling every day, but I'll do a little podcast episode every day. I don't know how long they are, will be, or how, what they'll be about. I think it's going to just kind of be whatever I feel like talking about in that moment. I will. It won't be a specific time of day, since I do kind of different shifts. I can't really pick a time that it will always be uploaded, but definitely look out for that, because I think it should be fun. I don't want to put too much pressure on myself. It's kind of just, I think it will be just a nice boost of creativity to start 2019. And speaking of creativity, I think that it is just a great thing. But really, I've been kind of getting back on board with my artistic self. So painting and playing guitar and singing and writing poetry and things like that that I used to do when I was maybe a teenager. And it kind of gets lost when you become an adult, and just everything else just seems more important. But consuming versus creating, it's fine. It should be a balance. And we've become very consumerists in terms of art. We consume a lot of art by watching shows and listening to other people's podcasts or listening to music, which is all really great, amazing things. But I think that there needs to be a balance, and you need to create a lot of things. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's quote unquote like bad, in the sense that, you know, I think what held me back a lot was being afraid to paint, because I never really got any lessons how, and I was like, well, what's the point of doing something if it's going to be horrible? But it's not, the point to me of painting is not to follow this kind of guidelines of what it's supposed to be. It's really just kind of how it makes me feel and an expression of emotion and creativity. So don't be afraid. And really, it's not about anyone else. It's really about you. So once you realize that, it's just super cool, because you realize everything you've ever wanted to do, you can literally do. And it really doesn't matter. You can literally do anything. It's just so cool. And just like yoga. I used to be so afraid to do yoga, because I'm like, oh, I don't look like these amazing people doing yoga that can like stand on their head or whatever. But the beauty about yoga is that you can literally just do as advanced position as you want to do. And I realized that can translate into everyday life. And you can just do however advanced a position you want to do for whatever you're doing. And that really translates into anxiety, because I used to kill myself on just like everyday little tasks and really going like doing the advanced position of, I don't know, thinking I had not enough time to do something, and then really rushing to do something and then not doing it well and hurting myself, maybe not physically, but I would get so burnt out and tired. And once you realize like you can kind of determine how much time you need to do things, and you don't have to push yourself to exhaustion, and that you are worth it, like you are allowed to give yourself enough time to do things. And when you start to feel overwhelmed, realize, oh, maybe I made some unrealistic expectations for myself, and let's just kind of calm down and determine what can be done. And this really also rings true when it came to socializing for me, because I would get such anxiety with socializing, because I thought I had to make sure everyone else was okay. And to some degree, like let's say you're hosting something, like to some degree, yeah, you'd be a good host and make sure people are comfortable in your home, let's say, but you don't need to break every single thing down for them, because they're most likely adults, and if they need something, they will tell you, they will ask you. So you don't have to worry that someone's there pouting, thinking that you're not doing a good job hosting. Or my biggest worry that's still often there is that people don't actually want to be with me like that. That let's say I invite someone somewhere, like they're just kind of humoring me, or that they don't actually want to be my friend or things like that. Like that's just something that's never gone away. It's something I'm working on, but it's just so stressful. But I have to just keep reminding myself that I did what I wanted, which was inviting that friend to whatever we were doing. They accepted. So now it's their responsibility to leave if they want to say their needs, to take care of themselves. It's not on you. So when you kind of start to let go of that, it becomes much easier. And then you can focus on your needs in the moment and actually enjoy yourself and not leave a social setting being completely mentally and physically exhausted. So that's a great lesson that I learned this year, and it's awesome, and it makes things a lot easier. But there's still that part of me that's like, oh, but what if they're too scared to say that they don't want to be here, blah, 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 blah. But again, I have to remind myself, if they can't speak up their needs, that is their issue that they need to deal with, and you can't be held accountable for other people's decisions like that. And I kind of tied together that my over-planning of situations was all related to anxiety, and I never realized that. And my, like, I would text people so many times, like, multiple ways of how to get to a certain area, like, oh, you could take the train, oh, you could take the bus, oh, you could take this, oh, okay, but I could do this if you do this, and I could do this, and I can help you there, but oh, if you want to do this, and it would just be like kind of insane. Or and then I'd be like, oh, but only if you want to, or blah, 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 blah. But I realized, like, it wasn't me just trying to be a nice person. It was me being afraid that someone was going to come to me and be like, oh, I, like, how could you invite me somewhere and not explain to me how to get there? Or like, oh, I totally got lost, so it's not worth it for me to come. Like, cause I have this idea that it's, that people won't think it's worth it to just hang out with me because it's with me, and that I have to kind of lay out the red carpet for them. Like, I have to make sure that they have an easy way to get there. I have to make sure that they know that their food will be okay, like, that they'll have food, that they'll have, like, everything. And it's not just a normal, like, nice person kind of thing. It's like, I realized it really was coming from a dark place that was self-hating. So being organized can sometimes be a mask for anxiety, and I think that is a really good lesson that I've noticed, and it does help my anxiety at times to, like, write lists and to make sure that I've done everything that I need to do. But sometimes I find it actually makes it worse, and I realize, like, why am I making so many lists and lists about lists, and what am I doing? Like, why am I doing this? And it's like, I'm so scared to make a mistake. I'm so scared to forget to do something. I'm so afraid. But once you kind of drop the pressure, you can remember much more easily what you need to do and your responsibilities. Because when you're anxious, everything that's in your head is kind of this spiral, and you can't actually focus. You can't do anything. You can't focus your energy into whatever you're doing in the moment. Like, so this is why I was so clumsy all the time. Like, I would be doing dishes and I would break a glass, and then I'd be like, oh my God, how did I break this glass? But it's because you're doing dishes, but your mind is already 10 steps ahead thinking, like, okay, how can I most efficiently get all my chores done? Okay, so I'm doing the dishes, and now I have to do the laundry. Oh, wait, no, I should have put the laundry on before I did the dishes, so that it goes while I'm doing the dishes. And then you start hating yourself for not doing something the most efficiently you could. And then you're like, oh, but I want a cup of coffee. Oh, I should have put the coffee on before I did that so that it boils. And then it's really a lot on yourself. And then, like, every single moment of every day is like you trying to catch up to this list that you've created of craziness. And you don't have the energy or the time to be yourself, spend time with yourself, spend time with others, to get anything really productive done, because you're so wound up and stressed about everything you need to do that it just seems so overwhelming. But it's what is it that I was so scared of? What is it that gave me this fear, like this feeling of doom if I didn't get this list done? It's really kind of this idea of failure and afraid that I'm going to rebel against myself and just spiral into old bad patterns and things like that. Yeah. So it's just kind of slowing down and learning to identify what is important in my life, what matters to me. I might have mentioned this before, but one thing my therapist had told me was, instead of saying, I have to do my dishes every night, say, it's important to me that I do my dishes every night. Because let's say you don't do your dishes, it doesn't mean that it's not important to you to do them. So it's still, you still value that thing, and it's not, you're not lying that it's not important to you. It's just that you couldn't complete that task for whatever reason, which is okay. I think there was one more thing I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember it in this moment. Oh, I remember. Something else that I think might be the greatest lesson I learned this year is that creating a support system is extremely important. And I used to kind of, like, I was used to be very, very social, but kind of not necessarily with the right people. And I would just kind of have party friends or just like friends for a specific hobby, but like I wouldn't really build the supportive relationship that I needed. And I would kind of invest in friendships that weren't right for me. Just because you're not investing in a certain friendship, it doesn't mean that they're not important in your life or that they're a bad person or something like that. But there's certain friends that stop at certain boundaries, and then there's ones that you can let in a bit closer. And kind of learning that and determining who you're going to let in is very, very important, because your time is more valuable than you could ever, ever really understand. When you're spending time with someone, like, that's your time that you're spending with someone. Like, it's, and to think that you could be doing that with people that kind of don't make you feel full and light and supported and happy, that's not a good place to be in. So I'm not saying go and find perfect friends right now and drop everyone in your life that doesn't make you feel all these amazing things, but just start to kind of pay attention to your friendships and pay attention to who you're investing your energy and your love and your time to, because sometimes you might not realize that certain people kind of shouldn't be let through certain boundaries. And also just, I mean, I think I needed to spend the time I did alone, and I did kind of isolate myself for a long time, and I needed to do that to be able to appreciate my support system. But once you kind of start to heal and start to seek out comfort from friendships and family and things like that. It's just important to acknowledge that it's okay to have a support system. It's okay to seek out your friends and your family for comfort, because that's just the nature of humans. And I'm not saying forget all your problems and just go hang out with your friends and that's what it's all about. That's not what I mean. I mean, be yourself, be an individual, and, you know, work through your goals and your what you need to do and whatever you're working out right now. But you don't have to be alone in it. You can have people kind of surrounding you while you're on this journey. And that's something I kind of forgot about for a while. But it kind of plays into the part that I wasn't surrounding myself with the right people. And if you're unable to kind of surround yourself with the right people and you're kind of asking yourself why, that it might be a reality check for you and what kind of energy you're putting out in the world. If you're not attracting good energy and you're attracting kind of people that aren't adding value to your life, then you might have to consider that you're not projecting anything out into the world right now that is really healthy either. But that might be kind of hard to swallow. But sometimes that is the case. And for me, that actually was the case for a few situations. And when you realize that, it's kind of shocking because you're so used to kind of thinking everyone else is the problem. But sometimes it's really a simple realization and kind of a simple solution. And it really just starts with you. So anyway, this was my kind of New Year's special episode. I guess I'll be back tomorrow with who knows what. Again, Happy New Year. Hope you're enjoying this New Year's Day with whoever you are with. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.